Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Hey, go! Jaya Radha, Shyam Sundara Radha, Shyam Sundara Radha. Hey, hey, see. 하나님이야.
하리 크리스나. I would like to affectionately welcome all of you who have assembled here at the lotus feet of Giriraj to hear the Brahma Vimohana Leela and try to see how hearing Krishna Katha can actually supply new visions, new bhakti, a new sense of spiritual orientation in your life. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a very nice definition of what is Leela in his purports in Sharad Darshini. He defines Leela in two ways. First, he says, Samvardhanam Samposhanam Chaiti Leela. That which nourishes us and protects us. No? Samvardhanam, you find this word Vardhanam in Govardhan. Huh? It nourishes, Giriraj nourishes us. Samvardhanam, so that which nourishes, and Samposhanam, that which protects us. Chaiti Leela, that is Leela. Two things should happen in our attempt to speak and to hear Leela. It should nourish us. Sam means completely. It should nourish us spiritually in a complete way. And also Samposhanam, it should protect us completely in a spiritual way. We will hear today a little bit about the protection of Lord Krishna. I think it's really a very, very, let us say, it's the best place really to be nourished, because Govardhan is known for nourishing Krishna's devotees, the cows. My prayer is that he may nourish us all of us today in this attempt to glorify Lord Krishna and his pastimes. So another definition of Leela is Lolyam Dadati Leela, that which gives us an intense desire, Lolyam, to attain Krishna, that is also Leela. When we hear directly about Lord Krishna, our Krishna consciousness gets fresh nourishment, and we will, when we are well nourished, we are not hungry elsewhere, and may go, and we are protected from going to Maya to try to find some nourishment. And also, when we hear with two ears the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, and especially how he interacts with his devotees and how his devotees interact with him, then a very subtle desire starts, a desire which will bring us to eventually, as it becomes hotter, hotter and hottest, to Lolyam, the intense greed really to be connected with Krishna, to please him in a favorable way. So I wanted to read these two definitions of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur about Leela, so that you become convinced that this is not just an entertainment, but it is a serious sadhana, which when done properly by the speaker and the audience, can bring about something very valuable. Huh? Ultimately, it can bring, it can issue, the Leela can issue us a ticket. The entrance ticket to the kingdom of God is only one. Hallelujah. You need to really want it. Good. Please let us offer. Oh, I forgot. I tried to greet a few exalted Vaishnavas. I only can try because there's so many and more are coming. But I did not greet the most important arrival here in our kata. It is Shukadev Goswami himself, represented by the parrot here, who has come. We all know that Shukadev Goswami was in Krishna Leela, a parrot of Srimati Radhika, and Radhika would feed him with fresh pomegranate seeds, the favorite food of parrots. And when the divine couple wound up their leela, they purposefully left that parrot in this world so that he could narrate the pastimes of the Lord, and in this way attract the wayward conditioned souls. So when there is a Bhagavad Katha talking from the Bhagavatam, the tradition is to invite Shukadev Goswami and give him an honored place. And we try to find a good Kalpa Vriksha tree. Yesterday Shukadev was not there. Today he has come. And I hope there will be a difference in the kata by his mercy, and it will be a little bit more nourishing for all of you. So he is here, he watches us, and he may fly and may even wake you up if you fall asleep. You must know this is a land of miracles, this Vrindavan Dham. Many things are possible which are impossible anywhere else. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Prachadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So let us recap. Yesterday we heard about the cowherd boys and their loving interaction with Krishna, how they felt hunger in their stomachs, and how they said to Krishna, "You and us, we are the same. You must feel hunger also." And how Krishna lovingly responded to the desire of his dear Sakas, who had just been saved from death, and he picked a very beautiful place at the bank of the Yamuna so that they would have their their after death or their, let us say it not like this, after Agasura picnic, that they could eat. There was soft white sand, and the Yamuna, the waves of the Yamuna were lapping on that sand, sometimes little fishes would come and stick their head out of the waves of the Yamuna to behold Lord Krishna's exquisite beauty. And they are well shaded under a canopy of trees who had come to serve the Lord. You know, they made the roof. The Lord sat down and all the cowherd boys sat around him in concentric circles. And remember how they sat? They were very eager. They leaned forward to catch a glance of Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna chose to fulfill his words in the Bhagavad Gita that everywhere are his eyes and his hands and his faces. In this way, he somehow, by his Lila Shakti, began to really face each one of the suckers and have an individual relationship. Now this peace was soon to be disturbed. And we will talk in this katha about this. They were watched by the devatas, and amongst them was the creator Brahma, who watched how the cowherd boys ate with Krishna with increasing doubts in his heart. And then when the doubts became so big in Brahma's heart, he did the most bad thing you can do to Krishna and the cowherd boys. And we will hear about this. And we hear how Krishna responded to Brahma in a very unexpected and miraculous way, proving his love even to wayward and doubting servants. But I would like to describe to you now in a second take on this Krishna Leela what Brahma and the devatas saw and what disturbed Brahma so much. The cowherd boys had taken their bath and they had put their lunch packets, which they carried on sticks. You know, they were little, how to say, like bundles. And in the bundles they had placed their lunch and they had put them at the end of the stick. And these sticks they put into the trees. Now, after their bath in the Yamuna, they opened the lunch packets on the stones and the box which they took. Brought out their very tasty preparations. The main item on that day was rice with condensed milk. It's something like a sweet rice, but nicer. Mm-hmm. Now, Shukadev Goswami, who was there, most probably in one tree, seeing all of this, describes to us the consciousness of these sakas, which I found very, very enlivening. He says these boys were achyutatma. That means within the, Prabhupada translates it like this, within the core of their heart, they did not know anything else than Krishna. As Krishna was sitting in the center, his cowherd boyfriends would just be so absorbed. They were achyut tatma. They were not food atma. Their self was not absorbed in the food, or they were not landscape atma. They didn't perceive the beautiful surroundings. There were not anything else atma than achyut atma. Atma also can mean dear. Krishna is the dearest person to the soul. He is the most dear personality. Usually oneself is dear to us, but Krishna is even dearer. And in this way, the cowherd boys were not at all thinking about any selfish things, you know, their enjoyment and their pleasure. But because Krishna is the most dear, dearer than even the self, they were achyutatma all the time. I think this is a very important point for us in Krishna consciousness to take note of. Prabhupada once gave an example how in this world we should train our consciousness to always be absorbed in Krishna, just like the cowherd boys were absorbed in Krishna. He took the example of the Indian woman who goes to the well and takes a jug of water and sometimes two jugs of water on her hands, head, and balances that and carries it. Now, all the time, while she walks and talks and nourishes and breastfeeds her one child and then the second child and is gossiping is a bad word. Yeah, some is village gossip with her friends. She always is mindful of the two pots of waters which she balances. I don't know where they get the muscles from, but they have it. If she would forget, the moment she would forget, trouble would brew. The water would fall all over her clothes and soak her. So now I'm wanting to point this out because soon the cowherd boys will be kidnapped by Brahma, who is becoming more and more disturbed. But because they are achyutatma, in the core of their hearts, they don't know anything else than Krishna, they will not be overcome by fear. And we will see this in a moment. But I just wanted to bring your attention on this verse. As they were eating, they were not food. The food was not dear to them. This or that was not dear. They were only absorbed in Krishna. Now, as they were eating like this, Brahma had arrived at the spot. When the soul of Agasura had been absorbed in Krishna's body, there was a big music, like a concert in the heavenly planets. The devatas were celebrating this. And as a result, Brahma became conscious of what is the music. Imagine in Jatipur, there would be now a loud concert of the Rolling Stones. We would most probably think, what is this all about there? And we would go and watch. So Brahma heard this loud concert going all over the universe and was going, and then he saw how this little boy, Krishna, who was always smiling and who in his eyes still had the milk of his mother between his lips, absorbed the soul of Agasura in his body. So Brahma had then said, let me study this person, who he is. Now he knew that God, when he eats anything, only accepts food which is offered to him in yajna. Therefore, one of the Lord's name is Yajna Bhog. The food which is offered to the Lord must be offered with mantras and gestures, which are called mudras, and in clean silver pots. Then the Lord might eat. Strict rules were there. But when he looked at the boys and how Krishna ate with his boys, He became the word I've written it down because it's a new English word for me. Incredulous. He couldn't believe what he saw. He saw, for instance, that one boy tasted a little of his preparation and started to say in great appreciation, "My God, is this good? It tastes just like nectar." But unfortunately, there is very little of it available in my food package. So Krishna heard this and he said, in a very amazing way to the boy, and Brahma heard this, I look there at this monkey. Not you. And I would never do such an offense. He pointed to the monkey, and everyone, including the boy, looked at the monkey, and he said, "How gentlemanly he sits and waits patiently." Now, that's even more miraculous. And everyone looked to the supposedly gentlemanly and patient monkey, and as the boy looked, who had praised his own food, looked, Krishna just leaned forward and took the food and ate it. He saw that at that time the cowherd boys laughed so hard that while laughing they spit out some joke and it landed on Krishna's own body. I don't know if you can imagine this joyful scene, Krishna totally absorbed in joking and one person had put a flower into the samosa and gave it to another boy. "This is the best of samosas, please eat." And the boy was biting into it and tasted the bitter flower and spit it out. And this was all going on just before the eyes of the greatest pandit of the universe, Lord Brahma, from whom the Vedic scriptures, which describe how something must be offered to the Lord, had emanated. And now this person, whom some said he's the Lord, was just eating and the food went all over the place and they were laughing, they were grabbing each other's touched food. Yesterday, Bhujan Prabhu showed us a little bit about kings. And I was thinking there's about one rule of the king. The king will never, ever eat food which was not cooked for him, but for others. And it is impossible that the king will eat food which someone else has or started to eat. It's not possible. Not even the queen, when she eats in public, the king could not eat that food which the queen has touched. It's not possible. Now the king of all kings, Purushottama Krishna, God, was eating in this muchi way. This I'm telling it from the perceptive of Brahma, who didn't know that beyond clean and unclean and beyond the rules and regulations there is a higher consideration, which is the Vrindavan consideration, which is, do you know this kind of love? And an Indian Sanskrit word is rasa. The loving emotions which are there in an exchange. He couldn't understand this. He was not on the level. For him, God had to be like a king who could not eat, the supreme king, the king of all kings, who cannot eat the food. The king would starve to death if there would be no food. He couldn't understand it. There is a verse, because this is the central theme of this Leela, Krishna's rasa-laden pastimes with his cowherd boys, and Brahma's inability to understand Braj Bhakti. I would like to quote a verse from the Bilva Mangala Thakur, where Bilva Mangala Thakur prays to Krishna and glorifies this Vrindavan rasa. He says, "Great Brahmanas chant the Vedic mantras to find you, but you don't come. Pandits do great fire sacrifices to call you, but you don't come. Yogis meditate with complete mind and breath control about you in the core of your heart, but you don't come. However, you run after the gopis through the mud in Vrindavan. That means you are only controlled by love. You know everything about Krishna. You are only controlled by love." So this is the secret of Raj. Now when Brahma saw this, he said, "This is too much." I think he must have said so when he saw how one cowherd boy was with tears in his eyes, you know, was spitting some yogurt on Krishna. And he saw that and immediately got up and he took the edge of his dhoti and just began to clean Krishna, who continued to laugh and joke and you know, as if nothing had happened. Brahma thought, "Enough of this. This is not God. This is not the origin of the universe. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha." There's a village boy. A dirty little village boy. But something in him gave him the little intelligence. He said, "Let me use my mystic power on him and I will test him." The first thing he made is a line of green grass which ended where the calves were. And the cows saw this wonderful herbal grass, and they began to get loose and follow it into the forest. And when the calves were out of sight, Brahma used again his mystic potency. And he abducted them and brought them to a place somewhere in the universe where there was a cave. He manifested again his mystic power and made very green grass, because he thought, "I yet don't know what this little boy will do now. I better this is already an offense, could be an offense if he is God, but if he is a dirty village boy, it's all right. But let me just host them nicely here in this cave, that the cows. The Sakas at that time were very small, only 5 years old. When they all of a sudden, you know, they were joking, and then someone looked where the cows are and the calves, and they didn't see them and raised alarm. "Krishna, our calves and cows are not there." When the little Sakas, you know, 5 years old boys, were saying this, how old is Arjuna? Yashomati, wie alt? 5.5. Arjuna, could you just raise, when du gerade mal aufstehst, nur eine Minute? this is how a five-year-old boy looks. You know, he is five and a half. He is already older than the Sakas. Dankeschön, Arjuna. Du kannst dich wieder hinsetzen. Oder Arjuna, setz dich, stell dich doch mal auf und dreh dich einmal so um. You watch him. This is how. This is that you get an idea how they looked. Very small and very innocent. He is not so innocent because he's already 5.5 years old. So they were. It is described they were shaking with fear because they were immediately thinking, what will happen to our calves when they walk alone in the forest? And the second thing they were thinking, what will the elders say? They will say, we didn't give you our calves, our cows, which are our most precious property, so that you would lose them. And maybe they would, this was the fear of the cowherd boys. Maybe they would say, you are not proper cowherd boys. We will never ever again entrust you the calves. And in this way, they were thinking, then they cannot be with Krishna alone in the forest for picnic and such things. So they were shaking. And they addressed Krishna, O beloved friend, we cannot find our calves. It seems that they have wandered away being greedy for fresh grass. Now you must know, one of Krishna's quality is Bhakta Abhayankara. He gives fearlessness to his devotees. And he knew that Brahma had stolen the calves. And I beg you, everything was going according to his plan. He smiled full of compassion and he said, oh friends, Mitrani, he said. Mitrani. Mitra means friend. Oh, Mitrani. Do not stop your eating enjoyment. I shall personally go and find them. Then he took a big bite of yogurt, rice and fruits to assure them, I am well taken care of. See, I won't be hungry. And he ate a big bite. And then he took with his lotus hand other yogurt and fruits with him. And he was as if saying to his friend, don't worry, I have my eating arranged here. Don't worry. It is, you continue eating, I will take care of our calves. It is described by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, although Krishna encouraged his cowherd boyfriends to continue eating, do you think they have eaten in his absence? Why not? Because they were achyutatma. Their consciousness was absolutely absorbed in Krishna. That was their main interest. After 1 year, they would see Krishna again. And they would say to them, Krishna, we have waited for you. We have not eaten anything. When Sukadev Goswami describes how Krishna entered the forest alone to search for the calves, he entered into a deep, ecstatic trance. Krishna looked so effulgent and attractive. As he was moving on, his effulgence colored the leaves in the forest. He went over creeks. He went to Govardhan. He went to Radhakund. He went over hills to look for the calves. Finally, he came to the track where it suddenly disappeared into thin air. Have you heard about UFO kidnapping? This is a reported in esoteric circles that sometimes unidentified flying objects come and the people walk through the forest or the field and then they are absorbed by the UFO. That's how the reports go, at least. And then when detectives come and follow the tracks, all of a sudden they stop and no one has a clue where the missed persons went. So this was the scene. The calves had left a track which Krishna followed all over Vrindavan, but there was one place where the tracks stopped and no further tracks were there. So when Shukadev Goswami meditates how the Lord, with a little rice and fruits in his hand, follows the signs the calves had left, he is just an ecstatic trance of love of God. Why did the Lord at all go personally? Why didn't he give this to someone else? Or why didn't he just invoke his own mystic power or manifest a Sherlock Holmes and ask a detective, in other words, to find this? Anyone who asks such a question has not yet understood the Braj Ras. Krishna has a personal loving relationship with everyone, including the cows. One acharya, however, explains that go can mean cows but also senses. He explains that sometimes a devotee's senses may become attracted to the attractions of this world, and momentarily he may follow these attractions, like the cows and calves followed the line of green grass which led into the dark forest. In this way he explains that sometimes it may happen that a devotee becomes allured, but someone, he explains, who has bhakti in his heart, like these associates of Krishna, is always safe, even in the midst of danger. Then Brahma came back because he wanted to see how Krishna would react. And he saw, well, he is searching for the calves. That means he is not God. If he would be God, he would be omniscient and know that I have stolen the calves and he would give trouble to me. But instead he walks there like an innocent village boy, covered in dust, and searches for them. But let me test him a little bit more. Let me increase the heat here a little. And then he went to the place where the cowherd boys were waiting for Krishna and used his magic on them. And they disappeared into thin air. Now all this time, Krishna, who externally may have been looking for the boys, for the calves, kept a little rice and a little fruit in his hand. Rice can mean bhat. No, rice means bhat. And also bhakta and bhat are used sometimes interchangeably. You can say to a bhakta bhat when you want to call him short. So Krishna, by keeping the rice in his hand, Krishna wanted to show to the devotees like you who hear this pastime, don't fear now. I always keep the bhakta in my head. hand. Outwardly, he played another Leela to deceive Brahma and to give him the Krishna treatment, which he gives to anyone who is proud of his abilities, especially those who want to test the Lord. But internally, he showed some other sweet Leela was going on. Because Krishna is very multifaceted, and there is a very big part of the Leela, which I will not tell you now because I would bewilder you. Because if Krishna can bewilder Brahma, he can bewilder certainly all of us. So I cannot tell you what was going on internally on at this stage, because you would not believe what you were hearing. Krishna starts now to act multidimensionally in his Leela, and one thing can be explained. He kept the rice and didn't eat it to show, don't worry, anyone who hears this pastime, I always keep my devotees in my hand. No one can steal them, not even Brahma and not even Maya. Hare Krishna. So after Krishna was unsuccessful in finding the calves, I continue in the Leela how Brahma saw it, in an external way, in other words. Krishna went back to the place where he had left his cowherd boys. And what he found there was the bundles were strewn on the bark of the trees, which served as plates. There were half-eaten preparations. He saw some of the ropes means dress, of the cowherd boys, also of the ropes, which they used to bind the cows and the calves at the time of milking. Yeah? But the cowherd boys were not there. So Krishna called very loudly for them, for Brahma to see. Madhu Mangal! O Shridam! O Subal! Aham Atra! Aham Atra! Aham Atra means I am here. I'm here. I'm here. Aham Atra. But only the trees echoed his voice. Madhumangal, Shridam, and all the Sakas were somewhere else in the cave in which Brahma held them as hostages. You should also know that your heart is not saddened. Brahma had manifested for each cowherd boy a bed with silken blankets, so they were resting very peacefully there, no problem. So Krishna didn't see them, and he called, Aham Atra, Aham Atra. And when Brahma saw the little boy being bewildered, he thought, I told you he's not God. You might now want to know what were the motives of Brahma. He wanted to see what Krishna will do next. We must understand, he had watched this little boy absorbing the soul of Agasura. So he had seen this and he wanted to know. I mean, he is a village boy, but he did after all kill Agasura. So let me see what he will do next. He must be have also some magic. Let him show his magic before me, and then I have a good laugh at him. Another thing is that deep in his heart, he wanted to see more of Krishna's pastimes. What would Krishna do when he would steal the calves and cowherd boys? Would he duplicate them? Or would he cry and say, they are gone, I've lost my dearest, and so on. Will he keep on searching? What will he do? Uh, You can see me. I'm getting a little bewildered here because there is an aspect of the Leela which I can't just tell you because you would lose all the tension. So I would like to go back to one purport of Srila Prabhupada who talks about this pastime. I do hope. Yes, it's just here where the peacock feather is. Krishna, when he saw initially how his friends, the cowherd boys, were frightened, he, to mitigate their fears, he said, "My dear friends, do not stop eating. I shall bring your calves back to this spot by personally going after them myself." And Srila Prabhupada deals in his purport, this was one of the last purports, I have to say it again and again, which he wrote, he deals and addresses fear. Who of you has sometimes fear? Oh, so many. I thought you were fearless. What are your fears? Kasturi Manjari, would you care to share, or is it too private? If it's too private, don't say. It's a little private, I see, yes. So there is a private fear with Kasturi Manjari, and I happen to know this fear. I will not say it. Fear, are you afraid of your own death sometimes? No. Yes. Mixed emotions here. I sometimes fear I won't make it and not think of Krishna when the pain of death is very... I'm not so afraid of death, but dying. I have seen things which... Oh, I have seen how the bravest passed urine in their pants at the sight of death. Because the pain was so of dying and the pain of losing everything was very intense. But so Prabhupada, he says something about fear here. He says, in the presence of Krishna's friendship, and I'm taking this out, fear of death, because Prabhupada was not afraid of death and gives us the example by speaking now about fear. I mean, at this moment, see how clear his consciousness is. He says, in the presence of Krishna's friendship, a devotee cannot have any fear. Krishna is the supreme controller, the controller of even death, which is supposed to be the ultimate fear in this material world. But this fear, bhayam divitiniya biniveshatahas syat, arises because of a lack of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, you know, when you are in Krishna consciousness, there cannot be any fear. For one who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, you know, like the calves and the cowherd boys, this material world of fear becomes hardly dangerous at all. And here Prabhupada says something which I was once experiencing. He says, this material world in which there is fear and danger at every step, padam padam yad vipadam, is not meant for those who have taken shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. Such persons are delivered from this fearful world. And I feel Prabhupada is now turning to all of us. He speaks to us from his bed where he spends his last hours with us. And he says, everyone therefore should take shelter of the Supreme Person who is the source of fearlessness, and thus be secure. Isn't that beautiful? Everyone should take shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Person, who is the source of fearlessness, and thus be secure. My dear devotees, Krishna acts as a Nadyam in this pastime, but no one can kidnap those who are in a bond of friendship, in a sambandha. No danger can overcome his devotees. Don't be afraid when you think about this. That's very important. I do remember, I don't want really to say it in the lengths in which I would have to describe it. I was once in a situation myself where I gave a program in Ljubljana at the time when the Serbs attacked the Slovenians. Already on the way to the program place, helicopters had shot bullets at us. I remember the Matajis were there carrying halava pots, and they had shot, but they had shot just with their machine guns 1 meter away from the Matajis, who went like, you know, to say, we are starting the combat here. You better get lost from here. Here will be the first confrontation. So I was in front. And when these bullets came just 1 meter next to me and the asphalt jumped at me and on my dhoti, I felt, let's run. This is a good time to run. And we ran into the program place, started the program in all earnestness, but then it really started. Just 20 minutes into the program, they were shooting at each other, and there were these windows which you know, started at the floor and went really high, and we could see how soldiers were wounded. I saw the entrails of one soldier coming out of a big, heavy, clafting wound in his belly all over the street. I cannot forget. I have post-traumatic stress on this, you know. And the hand grenades exploded, and everyone in the program hall, it was a well-visited program of a few hundred people, panicked, and the glass was splintering. It was turmoil, and I shouted, because I'm the son of a general, I shouted, "Under the stage, everyone!" And we all ran like little ducklings under the stage, and the glass came down on the stage, and screaming and ooh, and the detonation of bombs, you know, which you feel at your solar plexus, and you panic, you know, when you feel that. And I was really a little afraid, and then not a little, very afraid. And then the war went on to another part of the city, and we stayed under the stage and looked a little sheepish at each other. What now? And I had established myself as a capable leader in dangerous positions in life. Said, let's continue with the program. First, we need to see if the if we have juice. Juice is a word for electricity. And we had electricity, and we continued the program. I only changed the subject of the lecture. I gave my lecture the title On the Lake of Death, and told the questions of Yamaraj to Yudhisthira, you know, from Mahabharata, you know what that is. But we did emphasis on kirtan in that program, and nine people joined our movement after this because they were impressed, you know, and an atmosphere of fearlessness prevailed when the kirtan and the Krishna conscious discussion was there. You all know this. What Prabhupada said works. Don't forget it when you come to your tests. Everyone should learn to take shelter of the Supreme Person. I remember 4 or 5, maybe 6 retreats ago, Burijan Prabhu said something so beautiful, which stayed with me ever since. He said, you can see the quality of a devotee by seeing where does he take shelter in difficult circumstances. Now, where is the ashraya? The concept, here I take shelter. Do you take shelter in medicine? Do you take shelter in new age? You know, to think positively when your mind starts to go in downward spirals of negative emotions, you know. Where do you take shelter at the time? Have you learned to become achyutatma, absorbed in Krishna, and thus fearless? This is some very good instruction from this Leela. I would like to keep on this point and make it really the main, extracted as the main point from this Leela. Why did Krishna also show it by keeping the bat, which can mean bhakta, in his hands? He wanted to show us, don't fear, this is only my pastime. No one who is with me will ever be separated from me. In the Bhagavatam it is said, Navaijano jatu katanchana vrajen Mukunda sevyanyavat anga sangshritim smaran mukundang upaghuhanam puna vihatum ichen na. Now listen to this last thing. Rasa graho jana means someone who has tasted graha, means you take it, you have tasted the rasa, the taste of Krishna consciousness. Someone, such a person who has tasted this, is described. My dear Vyasa, says Narada Muni, even though a devotee of Lord Krishna, you know, a rasa graho jana, a devotee who has tasted this, sometimes falls down somehow or other, you know, some accident on the path to heaven, he certainly does not and never will undergo material existence like others, the fruitive workers. Because a person who has once relished the taste of the lotus feet of the Lord can do nothing but remember that ecstasy again and again. Srila Prabhupada describes in his purport that Krishna watches his devotees and has an eye on his devotee. And when the devotee sometimes goes astray, like the calves went, following some new attractions and allurements, the Lord chastises the devotee lovingly by usually taking everything away from him and thus putting him into a seemingly forlorn or helpless position, where the devotee remembers, oh, now only Krishna can help me. This is the Krishna, how Krishna deals with his devotee. Had this ever happened to one of you, that you became hopeless? Some of you, I've also, many times, Prabhupada writes, even if a devotee falls down, a devotee is never to be considered the same as a fallen kami. What's the difference? A kami suffers the result of his own fruitive reactions, whereas a devotee is reformed by chastisement directed by the Lord. And Prabhupada gives an example, and I think this is very important. An orphan who has no father and no mother suffers extreme pain when something happens to him. You see these children with flies in their pus-infected eyes, you know, on the street, and half blind or with a In Germany, we say with the Biafra belly, you know, the protruding belly from hunger. An orphan suffers terrible. However, the sufferings of an orphan who has no one to take care, says Prabhupada, and the sufferings of a beloved child of a king who is always under the vigilance of his capable father is never the same. And the example of this is Kala Krishna. Who of you does not know Kala Krishna? Oh, then I can explain briefly. It's a minority. You are in the minority here. Kala Krishna was the personal servant of Krishna, of Lord Chaitanya, who fell down with some gypsy women. So Lord Chaitanya had to personally come, Kala Krishna, who at that time was lying in the arms of no need to be so explicit, who was in Maya, and he personally took him away and brought him with him to Puri. But when they arrived in Puri, the Lord said, I reject him. I've done my duty. I've brought him home. I will never ever see the face of this Kala Krishna das. You might say, well, this is a case of rejection. He blew it and the Lord rejected him. Listen how this continues. We will listen to this at the end. Prabhupada writes about this. Only one who is overwhelmed by Maya can be so unfortunate as to leave Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's company. Yet, unless one is very conscientious, the influence of Maya can drag one away, even though he be the personal assistant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada uses this as an example that indeed the soul can fall from the association of the Lord. That I would say like this. Prabhupada uses this as an example that indeed it's possible to fall away. He says this is factual evidence that at any time one can fall down from the Lord's association. One need only misuse his little independence. Once fallen and separated from the supreme personalities of Godhead's association, one becomes a candidate for suffering in the material world. Those who are lovers of philosophy and whose alarm lights now go up, my God, what is this Maharaj preaching here? I would love to remember you. Although there will be a momentarily something in the relationship, the Lord will never forget him. Remember what Prabhupada said, that the sufferings of the son of the king, that means, you know, the devotee, will never be like the one of the motherless child, you know. I'm hearing the song. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. You know, it's a song like this. But this is a mental conception, a mental illusion. Someone who has taken shelter at the Lord's feet will never actually be separated. There's no separation. If there's once this rasagraha, there may be different eventualities happening, but the Lord will always keep an eye on him, like the vigilant king who keeps an eye on his son, the prince who is a little wayward. It's the Lord is a persistent lover. The Lord is a consistent Lord. The Lord is consistently attached to his devotees. And you will see how he proves this in the pastime, that if we will hear this and understand it, tears of hope will run down our very faces and new hope will arise in our heart. So what's about Kala Krishna das? Who was, you know, with whom this very interesting Leela took place? He fell down. The Lord rejected him, but not entirely. He is the beloved child of the Lord. So Kala Krishna das was given another chance. When the Lord rejected him, apparently, externally, he felt terrible and began to cry. But then Lord Nityananda, Lord Nityananda, also the Lord, came and extended his hand to the most fallen. Prabhupada says, even though a person is rejected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the devotees of the Lord do not reject him. Therefore, the Lord's devotees are more merciful than the Lord himself. So, the verse says, Nityananda, Jagadananda, Mukunda and Damodar, whole four exalted ones, sent Kala Krishnadas to Bengal with news of the Lord. He was given the messenger servant. You know, he was kept, in other words, in the Lord's circle. Maybe a little outside for some time, but it was still the I don't know English properly. Er war in der Dunstatmosphäre des Herrn. I can't say it in a different way. It's a very complicated German word. Don't try to understand it and look it up in the dictionary. So. Brahma, getting back to Brahma. No, I would like to now sing about this with you, and then we will sing. Where is I want, because I want you to digest this a little. How do you think about this point? It's something to think about, isn't it? I request you to sit down properly now and to focus your attention on the Lord. Running alone through the forest of Vrindavan and searching for the calves. A little later, he will come back and cry for his devotees who have been kidnapped by Brahma and shout, Madhu Mangal, Ahamatra, I'm here, where are you? Answer, please. The whole point of this Leela is really to show the love of the Lord for his devotees, and it is consistent from beginning to end. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
A little louder, please. Formulate a prayer. My Lord, please always keep me in your hand like you kept the rice. Always keep your eyes on me like the king keeps his watchful eyes on his son. Please don't believe me when I seem to go a little bit away. Don't believe, because know that in my heart I want to come to you. Please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Radha Shyam Sundar Radha Shyam Sundar Radhe. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. Just to end the session,
I would like to...
I just can't keep this from you any longer. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur
explains that the Lord kept his own associates, the cowherd boys and calves, in his lila. And he says, just like Ravana could never touch the actual Sita, but only the Maya form of Sita, which was expanded, Brahma actually lay his hand only on forms of the calves and forms of the cowherd boys, which Yoga Maya had just expanded for him to take. Krishna threw the dog his bone.
The same way Krishna kept the calves and the cows in his lila, somewhere at the bank of the Jamuna, in an ideal place for pastimes, that was going on. But this is insider information. Brahma had no clue of this. And in order to understand
the Brahma Vimohana Lila, where Krishna addresses Brahma and shows, you know, interacts with Brahma, we need to stay with the perspective of Brahma for some time so that it all makes sense for us. But I thought, because you are devotees of Krishna and we had just talked about that there is no separation between the Lord and his devotees, and we talked in some considerable detail what that could mean for us as practicing devotees in this world, I just felt like I would just be so illogical if I wouldn't give this secret to you. So I felt I would not be good to keep this longer. But please, in the 61st verse of the 13th chapter, Shukadev Goswami addresses Krishna as a natyam. Natya means an actor who comes on stage, and who, when he steps down from the stage, he's someone else or does something else and is not crying any longer, or is not, you know, he was putting on a good play act, a natya, for Brahma, because and simultaneously, you know, just giving his love to the devotees. Inside, Krishna was thinking, this is all Brahma's action. I read this to you. He has placed all of my associates in another place by his magic. But see Krishna's good heart. But Brahma has not done this with bad intentions. He has done this to benefit all of Braj, out of love for me. His intelligence is not at all offensive. I am behind Brahma. He knows that I, though sleeping, am continually awake with my intelligence and strength. But now I will show him my skills. Krishna gets ready for the action. And my dear devotees, what he did is just so absolutely incredible that I want to read this to you from Shukadev Goswami's word. In fact, I would like all of you to chant this shloka with me, so that we get a deeper understanding of this, because this is now our Lord in action, and we can it's all right to become a little bit carried away by this, what Krishna does now. Can you see? Maybe not everyone, but this is anyway a bewildering lila, you know. So those who can see, chant. Yavat vatsap. No, I first do, and then. Yavat vatsapa vatsa kalpakavapu yavat karang yadikam. Yavat vatsapa vatsa kalpakavapu yavat karang yarikam. Yavat yasti vishana venudala shigyavat vibhushambaram. Yavat yasti vishana venudala shigyavat vibhushambaram. Yavat shila guna bidik. Yavat shila guna bidik. Kati vayo yavat viharadikam. Yavat shila gunani dakriti vayo yavat viharadikam. Savam Vishnu mayam gido nangat vataja sarva svarupo babo. Savam Vishnu mayam gido nangat vataja sarva svarupo babo. I have ordered a little musical support here. it has arrived, because it is a very joyous Krishna Leela. Those of you who are music lovers, please appreciate the wildly played organ and the solid rhythm. Day! Good. By his Vasudev feature, they do everything according to plan. By his Vasudev feature, Krishna simultaneously expanded himself into the exact number of missing cowherd boys and calves. With their exact bodily features, their particular types of hands, legs, and other limbs, their sticks, their bugles and flutes, their lunch bags, their particular types of dress and ornaments placed in various ways. He expanded himself with their names, their ages and forms, and their special activities, like Madhu Mangalas, dancing in a very, you know, he's a little healthy looking, that means fat belly, very special dance. Krishna kept all this in mind and all their characteristics. By expanding himself in this way, beautiful Krishna proved the statement, Samagra Jagat Vishnumayam, Lord Vishnu is all-pervading. Would you like to hear this verse again for better comprehension? Good, because the music was a little bit loud. By his Vasudev feature, Krishna simultaneously expanded himself into the exact number of missing cowherd boys and calves. With their exact bodily features, their particular types of hands, legs, and other limbs, their sticks, their bugles, and flutes, their lunch bags, their particular types of dress and ornaments placed in various ways, their names, their ages, their forms, and their special activities and characteristics. By expanding himself in this way, beautiful Krishna proved the statement, Samagra Jagat Vishnumayam, Lord Vishnu is everything. So Krishna in his Vasudev form became everything, the calf, the boys. In other words, he employed his spiritual energy to just copy exactly in the minutest of conceivable details each of the stolen cowherd boys and calves. The sticks were the same, the bugles were the same, the moods were the same. Just imagine this, to get someone's mood, especially when they are moody. Oh, it's very difficult, very difficult. When the dress of someone was a little torn, which happens when on cow herding leelas, Krishna's duplicate had the same torn, and it was millimeter, the same length into the cloth as the original torn thing. The ornaments were the same, the jewels were the same, and even their voices. I was thinking about this a little while ago. I don't see any longer very well without glasses, and when the devotees were coming in, there was someone, I thought he was Burijan Prabhu, Bhujan, but then I thought, no, Bhujan Prabhu's room was locked. He must still be photographing Giriraj or cows, because he loves the cows in Vrindavan. So I thought, when this man was sitting down, this is Bhurijan, because I couldn't see. But then I noticed, some way, the way Bhurijan moves his shoulders, it's a little, you have to study this, to a little, that was different. And then I noticed it's not Bhurijan Prabhu. But Krishna was able to copy just even the little quirks of muscular movements, you know, the little specialities, the little idiosyncrasies. I mean, in the spiritual world, we wouldn't call them idiosyncrasies, but some the special features. Similarly, the calves were identical to their prototypes in size, in coloring, in age, in position. And you may not know, but each calf has a unique fingerprint, you know, to himself. Only the cow mother will know, because that's how they distinguish between their own calves and the other cow's calves. But Krishna even expanded himself, keeping these calf details in mind. I would like to make a little active learning exercise with you. Do we have a little music here? I would like you now to imagine your best friend, if you have any. Every one of us has the best friend, or someone who is close to us. If you cannot think of anyone because something needs to improve in life, then think of look at the person next to you. And just take a momentary picture with your eyes, like close your eyes, and then try to think what it would take to duplicate and copy your friend or your neighbor. You know, just try to do this, because you need to understand what Krishna just did, and not, you know, and then your curiosity will be arisen what he will do next. His tone of voice. What does the friend, how does the voice sound like? Difficult, huh? Everything, even the little dust grains under the nail of the pinky, everything the same. Krishna can do this. And these were millions, you know, or in the, how many did Vishwana Chakravarti, what was his count on the calves? 103 million, trillion. Wow. There might be a question in your mind. Obviously, Krishna has decided, I will now show Brahma some of my skills. But, I mean, why didn't he just chastise Brahma and in this way show him that he's God? And that Brahma's doubts in him as Yajnabhuk are unfounded. You know, if someone steals something which is very dear, then a court case is made, and at least in India, the thief is slapped immediately. You know, if there is someone stealing shoes of the bridge busies, they grab him and then they slap him. This is the way you deal with a thief. But Brahma had stolen the dear friends of Krishna and the calves. Why did Krishna not just, you know, do something like play his flute in a Brahma catching tune, you know, and Brahma would be torn down and tumble down from his swan, and Krishna would just ask the monkey to pee on him. You know, anything more cultured, if you so want, but just something. Why did he go through such an effort? Well, there are two reasons. The overriding reason is a reason which we will hear about tomorrow. I will just indicate it here. Krishna will show a festival of love now, which is so endearing to him. But I will talk about this tomorrow. Tomorrow's section is called the Festival of Love. We will hear about the love of the spiritual world tomorrow, which is amazing. The second reason is the Lord thought, I have made Brahma in charge to create this world. And I have given him intelligence and independence. So let me correct him in a friendly way. You know, don't forget, Krishna is the master also of Brahma. So if he humiliates him like this, in this way or another way, or slaps him, what does that show? That shows when you do a mistake, that Krishna forgets his loving mood towards you. He's kept his loving mood intact, even towards Brahma, who stole his dear friends. And he thought, let me correct him in a loving way, an intelligent way. He's intelligent. He's a good man. He is the creator. And so on. And let me do something to give pleasure to the mothers and the boys and everyone, as well as pleasure for my servant Brahma. This is so nice, and I do not know if it's clear to you. The Lord will never give up on his servant. The Lord says in Gopal Tapani Upanishad to Lord Brahma, just like you are affectionate to your sons, the Kumaras, so I am affectionate to my devotees. They are in my heart. And Brahma is also my devotee. He's a little overcome now, a little bewildered, but he's dear to me. Understand this, no? So when Krishna had thus expanded himself, he called all the boys and calves together. He played his tunes. He speaks through his flutes. They all came. He said, it is time to go now home. And all the calves and all the boys who were himself went home to Vrindavan. You will see now Krishna playing with himself. The cowherd boys danced gleefully. That's a new word for me. Gleefully means full of glee. It means that there is some... I think we can understand from the word glee. You know, they danced gleefully. Their frolicking steps, they danced, they skipped. You know, we're going home. They enriched the bliss of Mother Earth. Especially, you know, when this 300 trillion calves went. They left their with their sharp hooves. They left some wounds in Mother Earth. But Krishna danced with his lotus feet. He healed the wounds of Mother Earth. Imagine 300 million calves gallop over you. You will have many scars. But Krishna has, with his dancing step, he cured Mother Earth. And whistling on their panpipes, all of them, you know, gave a big concert of flute and wind instruments. And then, just before Vrindavan, Krishna stopped the joyful procession and said, separated the groups of calves. He said to one cowherd boy, "This is your calves, you take care of them. This is your group, this is your group." And then they all came home. And what happened next can only be described as pure, unadulterated ecstasy. And we will end here. Hare Krishna. Sri Krishna ki jai, Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki jai, jai Sri Radhe, jai jai Sri Radhe, jai jai Sri Radhe. Yeah. One last comment. Today we have reached our question, but our end. I've just received a note or a little earlier. Our Sharanagati team, that is the devotees who are with me, offer always newsletters of what happened, or newsletters about the content of retreats and so on. And you can order this newsletter for free. Let me just, the Sharanagati newsletter. It is the poster where you can order it and write your email in the most readable language. It hangs just next to the temple room. Huh? This I was asked to announce. But just let us, how do you like this? Isn't it a very, do you feel when we hear about these qualities of Krishna, how close we feel our heart coming closer to Krishna? This is so necessary. And that's why Krishna Leela is called nourishing and also protecting. It nourishes our soul. I really request you, as you are now hearing with the aid of someone reading the things to you and so on, take this with you home and become a connoisseur of the Bhagavatam. After all, you know, we can only pick the subjects of the Bhagavatam and put them together. And sometimes we add a little Western spice for the Western audience, but it's really from the Bhagavatam and the different commentaries. You should become yourself alive and protect your spiritual life and nourish it every day by becoming a dedicated reader of the Bhagavatam. That is very important for your life. No? Don't think, oh yes, I'm hearing Krishna Leela and Govardhan, and then I go, and then finished. No, this must not finish at any time. I wish you a wonderful lunch break and prasadam, and we will see each other all together for Burijam Prabhu's class, which starts 15 minutes punctual time before 5 o'clock, 15 minutes before 5 in the temple room. Hare Krishna.